Hey everybody, welcome to Peck Report. I am your host, Josh Peck. Excited to be talking with you today about some, a little more in my wheelhouse than we normally cover. Usually I save quantum physics types of things for Into the Multiverse. But because of just recent, you know, having to be in Memphis with my son who has leukemia, I'm not at the Skywatch offices at this time. So Into the Multiverse is taking a bit of hiatus until we can get back home and start that up again. That'll be fun. I am still employed through Skywatch and everything, still heavily connected with them, just not producing as much content right now. It's hard to time things out. But anyway, usually I save the quantum physics stuff for Into the Multiverse. But because of the situation being as it is, I decided groundbreaking stuff, really. I shouldn't even say relatively, just some groundbreaking stuff has just come out and we got to talk about it. You know, it's really important. So you're going to get that on Peck Report. Caltech researchers may have found a new way to levitate objects using only light. Is this a callback to ancient Nephilim technology? You know, how did they build all those big structures? Did they just pick them up, or was there actual ancient technology like what is being talked about here? We're going to talk about that, and then a little bit later, which you'll have to become a member for, a little bit later we're going to talk about how scientists have reversed time with a quantum computer in a new breakthrough study. So time is getting short, everybody. I think we're right at the door. So we're going to talk about all that, but before we do, the first thing that I want to do is tell you about the USCCA, which stands for the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, this is an organization that stands up for your rights as a responsibly armed American. They are hands down the best self-defense protection provider out there, and their firearms education and training resources are genuinely life-saving. There's hundreds of videos, guides, books, articles, you name it. Now, you might ask yourself, why do you need self-defense protection? Well, if you own or carry a gun, then you know that you take on the responsibility of having to defend yourself or your family every time you leave the house. If you're forced to defend yourself with or without your firearm, you need to understand that you're going to have to face our legal system and all the political baggage that comes with that. That means you're going to face arrests, legal fees, even the loss of your Second Amendment rights. But you don't want to deplete your life savings just to prove your innocence. So the USCCA steps in and provides upfront funds to cover bail, attorney fees, civil and criminal defense costs, and more. They'll also pay to have you replace your gun if the police take it as evidence, which they probably will. You can even choose your own attorney. In fact, the USCCA has an extensive list of pro Second Amendment attorneys in every state who you can trust to defend your rights as an American gun owner. They also have a critical response team on call every day, all day, even holidays, so you'll never have to worry about getting an answering machine. There are three levels of membership, all of them very affordable. You'll actually be surprised how inexpensive this is. So you can pick whatever works best for you and your needs. So there are no excuses. Memberships cover all forms of self-defense, not only firearms, in order to protect those who do not carry a firearm every day, but would still be willing to do whatever is necessary to protect themselves and their family. So with the USCCA, you can be confident that you'll be taken care of if, God forbid, you ever have to defend yourself with a gun. They also have the training and education you'll need to be prepared, which is one of the best parts about being a member. They're dedicated to training and educating gun owners. You might like to think that you're pretty knowledgeable, but it seems like every day they've got something new and useful to teach. You can feel better prepared carrying your gun, knowing the USCCA is on your side every single day. But you don't have to take my word for it. Just go ahead and click out the link in the description below, or you can find the banner at joshpeckdisclosure.com, or probably the simplest option, just text PECK, P-E-C-K, to the number 87222, which spells USCCA, and see what they have to offer. Text PECK to 87222. You will not be disappointed. All right, so let's jump right into this, because this has been a common question for many years. You know, the ancient aliens crowd obviously has asked this question, though they're pushing an alien narrative, you know, an alien gods kind of narrative. But we as Christians have had this question too. We see all these megalithic structures. How did the ancient people do it? Was there some type of ancient technology that we're not aware of? And are we just now rediscovering that technology today? So lots of people have questions about that. Now, also, you know, just to present the flip side of that, there have been methods developed that would have been available in the ancient times to create these things. There's a few different ways that you could look at this specific question, but we're not going to cover all all of the ways you could look at it. There's many different ways to interpret things. We're not covering all of them in that one. In this video, we're going to talk about the possibility of there having existed ancient technology, and are we rediscovering that today? I've always thought it was interesting. Don't know how much water it holds, but it's an interesting question nonetheless. I'm going to stop saying the word interesting and just get on with the story. How about that? So, researchers at the California Institute of Technology, or Caltech, they say that they found a way to levitate and propel objects using only light, though for the time being, this work remains theoretical. So they hope the technique could be used for what they call trajectory control of ultralight spacecraft and even laser-propelled light sails for space exploration. And that's according to a paper published in the journal Nature Photonics last Monday. Now, that means no fuel needed, just a powerful laser fired at a spacecraft from back on Earth. So the Caltech scientists devised the so-called photonic levitation and propulsion system by designing a complex pattern that could be etched into an object's surface. So the way the concentrated light beam reflected from the etching causes the object to self-stabilize, they say, as it attempts to stay inside the focus laser beam. So the first breakthrough that laid the groundwork for the new research was the development of optical tweezers. Now, this is something that I did talk about on Into the Multiverse. If you if you watch that show, you can go back and find it. So optical tweezers, they're scientific instruments that use a powerful laser beam to attract or push away microscopic objects. So it's really interesting that there's a lot of forces involved with light and the concentration of light that we're just now beginning to understand. Now, the big downside is they can only manipulate tiny objects at only microscopic distances. So the technology here is still very young, and it's not at a point yet where it could do anything on the macro scale. Now, Angjin Ilik, a postdoctoral scholar and first author of the new study, puts the tweezer concept and its limitations in much simpler terms. So he says, quote, "One can levitate a ping pong ball using a steady stream of air from a hairdryer, but it wouldn't work if the ping pong ball were too big or if it were too far away from the hairdryer, and so on," end quote. So in the paper, the Caltech researchers argue that their light manipulation theoretically could work with an object of any size, from micrometers to spaceship size, so definitely on the macro scale at that point, or maybe a very, very large column or a very large brick. Who knows? Now, though this theory is still untested in the real world, the researchers say that if it pans out, they could send a spacecraft to the nearest star outside our solar system in just 20 years. Now, that is an ambitious claim, and scientists tend to do that. They'll make ambitious claims like that. A lot of times it's, in order to get funding. They don't make a whole lot of conservative estimates, but still, that's still interesting that they're saying that in just 20 years. So here's a direct quote from Harry Atwater, professor at the Caltech Division of Engineering and Applied Science. He says, quote, "There is an audaciously interesting application to use this technique as a means for propulsion of a new generation of spacecraft. We're a long way off from actually doing that, but we are in the process of testing out the principles," end quote. Now, this article was also recently published on Futurism and ScienceAlert.com, so you can check those out there if you want. But now, it doesn't say how fast this propulsion would take a spacecraft. So that language is kind of confusing. They say that it could send a spacecraft to the nearest star outside our solar system in just 20 years. I don't think that it's saying that the propulsion would be so fast that a spacecraft could get from here to the nearest star in 20 years. I don't think it's saying that at all. I think it's just saying that within 20 years, the technology to actually be able to do that would be developed. But they're not saying how long that would actually take. And that's what makes me suspicious of the claim. Technically, we have the technology to do that now. You could send a spacecraft from Earth to the nearest star now. It'll just take like a billion years or something. It'll take forever for it to get there, but we have the technology to send it on its way. So I don't know how much stock we can really put in that claim. It's still interesting that they said that, but quotes like that, you got to be careful with claims like that from scientists. A lot of times they'll kind of over sensationalize what they're actually able to do. Now, on the other hand of it, what if it is exactly what they're saying, and we're within 20 years from now from just discovering this, 20 years from now we could actually send a spacecraft to the nearest star in a reasonable amount of time. Now, what would that mean if some ancient civilization discovered this technology? And what about in 20 years for them, they were able to, make bricks lighter or something, or use light to somehow levitate other objects? Again, there are a lot of strange properties to light that we're not... We haven't fully figured out as a species. We haven't fully or learned or relearned all of it yet. So it's interesting to kind of think about what might have been available. But then of course the question comes up. Well, where is the physical evidence? Because we have not unearthed any ancient machinery or ancient laser beams or anything like that. You know, some would say, well, we might have and just don't recognize them for what they are. You know, like the Great Pyramid could have been some kind of big power station or something. You know, there's lots of theories like that, usually from the ancient aliens crowd, a little bit from the fringe Christian crowd too, depending who you talk to. And it's interesting. There's a lot of rabbit trails that you could go off and become curious about. But I think ultimately that's what we should do. We should be curious about these things, but not obsessed. You know, we shouldn't be obsessed. If somebody else has a different view than us, we shouldn't feel threatened. We shouldn't let that cause us to become angry with that person or get annoyed or say, well, they obviously haven't done their research. Otherwise, they would believe. We don't have to get into all that. We can just be curious about all these possibilities and then look at the evidence and see where the evidence takes us. That's what I think we should do. Okay, now, before we continue on, I've got to tell you about CBD Pure and CBD Pets. If you are a CBD oil user, you are in luck. This is the most top quality, most transparent company, really, but it's the most top quality CBD oil on the market today. Your mind is going to be blown. You're going to be well taken care of by CBD Pure and CBD Pets. As will your pets. They'll be taken care of too. What I like about CBD Pure and CBD Pets is the transparency, like I just mentioned. So they use a third-party testing facility to test every batch that they make, every batch of CBD oil, because they're making sure that it is pesticide-free, non-GMO, totally organic. And they put those results on their website, which is great. So you know exactly what you're getting. They also have a money-back guarantee, so there is no risk. If you buy it, you don't like it, you can send it back, no big deal. So there really is no excuse to at least try it out. You can go to joshpeckdisclosure.com or just click on the links in the description below and check them out. I don't think you'll be disappointed. While you're there, go ahead and check out Coastline Kratom. This is the highest quality kratom on the online market today. They also have a money-back guarantee, so there is no risk. Lots of great stuff to check out now with Coastline Kratom, because it's very difficult to buy and sell kratom in the States online, because... A lot of credit cards and PayPal and stuff doesn't want to deal with it. So you will have to set up a Zelle Pay account, but that's okay. You can do it right on their website. They guide you through it. It only takes a second, and it's totally worth it. You're going to love this stuff. Like I've said before, I use Kratom every single day, usually two times a day. So I love this stuff, and it's great. So you can go to joshpeckdisclosure.com or click on the link in the description below. All right, all that being said, now we do have to talk about this reversal of time that's been achieved through a quantum computer, and it really does speak to the times that we're living in, the prophetic times we're living in. But if you want that, you're going to have to go to joshpeckdisclosure.com and become a member for a lousy $10 a month or $100 a year, which that's actually the better deal, because you get 2 months for free. You know, this is less than a cup of coffee a day. So just don't have the second cup, you know, don't have the eighth cup if you're anything like me. But for only 10 bucks a month or $100 a year, you can go to joshpeckdisclosure.com, become a member, and you have access to full exclusive content that is member only. You get full Peck reports. You even get some Peck reports that have never been released online because of YouTube's censorship standards and things like that. So you'll get access to all that there. You'll have archived versions of Peck Underground Church in case you missed the live stream, and we're adding new content from other hosts as well. That is coming very very soon. So you're gonna, and you can also take part in the message board. Now on the message board, you get to ask questions. Only members can ask questions, and then we'll address the questions on Peck Report. If you have a question, you can do it there. Just go to joshpeckdisclosure.com or click on the links in the description below and become a member today.